Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Acree, on the Buzz Radio Network.
We will likely be interrupted at some point during this entertainment report by the national anthem as we return to Oaklawn in the Mainline Sports Bar. We appreciate you tuning in, and we are underway here for this final hour of this final show of the week. It's good to be here today. Appreciate you. And the Pigskin is here with us. Todd Pierce holding it down back in the studio, and appreciate the contributions on the live fan feedback through our Listen Live button, as well as our texts that you all have been sending in. I had a couple of people text me and a couple others that have hit us up on our text line. Midsommar is the movie with Florence Pugh, you mentioned. Apparently it's quite wild, this person
said. It's a crazy movie.
My buddy said it was crazy. This person says it stunk. Did you think it stunk?
I didn't think it stunk. Christian just loves that movie that came out with Chalamet, Marty Supreme. We watched it the other day. It's good, but it's weird.
Marty Supreme?
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
He kept sabotaging himself at every turn. I've seen too many people like that in real life.
No doubt. Yeah. A lot of guys like that.
Tough.
This is from Kid in the Spa City. He's talking about May baskets. He said, we did it too, but it was flaming bags of dog poop.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Don't stomp on it. That's Billy Madison. That's a great scene.
Yes, it was.
All right, let's knock it out of here. Todd, we say 12:08, little entertainment news.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
Okie dokie. Some big news downtown. Stratton's Market is going to be no longer. It says it's closed. I walked by there yesterday. I couldn't tell if they were already closed or in the process of. But it's being taken over by a downtown business owner, and he's going to turn it into a new thing. And there's going to be a new like sandwich shop and bodega, I think.
A bodega.
And then they're also going to have a bistro next door. I don't understand exactly what's all happening. I saw sort of a recap of the release, and this is a story I'm reading out of the Democrat Gazette. But anyway, Don's obviously can continue to run, you know, Dugan's and Dizzy's around the corner, but I'm excited to see what this thing looks like. So need to get Jerry Penna on. I don't know him. He's the founder of the Bourbon Club of Arkansas, so we have a lot in common. Very excited about checking it out. It's called the Mash and Vine Market. We'll bring you an upscale bodega featuring the finest selections of provisions, wine, ales, and spirits. Okay? They're going to be co-owners with someone else, I guess. I'm reading this story here. Demolition will commence the middle portion of the first floor of the building named River Market Tower, eventually become the Black Sheep Bistro, Pigskin. They'll serve gourmet sandwiches, soups, and salads during lunch hours 11 to 2, and high-end dining from 5 to 9. Okay.
With a name like that, they should have, like, rack of lamb.
See.
Yeah.
I'm about that.
Lamb burger.
Lamb burger. Okay, have you been following this story at all about this singer named David?
Yes, I have, unfortunately.
Okay, when this first happened, this dude was out on tour. And I was like, how are they not pulling this guy off tour and questioning him? I don't want to cast aspersions on the man, but the more you read about it, it's like,
he's guilty.
And I'm sure the prosecutors were digging in on him, but it's still pretty wild to me. Anyway, so the latest is, as of the middle of the week, the prosecutors say he killed this 14-year-old girl, Celeste Hernandez, by stabbing her multiple times, then dismembering her body. And this guy is so dumb, according to the report I read, he was ordering these chainsaws off Amazon. I'm like, bro, you're not so good at covering your tracks, you stupid idiot. Also, how about not sexually abusing young ladies or killing them? There's an idea. I won't go into all the details, but there are some pretty gnarly, gruesome, horrible things in here.
He can perform shows for the guys in prison where he's going to spend most of the rest of his life.
Do you know what kind of sick individual you have to be to kill, cut up, stick in your trunk, and also you put the body in your trunk, you stupid idiot. Anyway, to do that, allegedly, and then still be out on tour like nothing happened? I mean, my gosh.
That's a sociopath right there. That's really bad. How about he just looks at the young lady and says, we shouldn't go out anymore?
Yeah.
How about that? He shouldn't have been going out with her in the first place.
Well, he may have said that to her.
Well, yeah.
In the middle of it.
I guess this stuck.
Yeah. How about some, you know, some positive news?
I do.
I should have given Todd a heads up on this other thing. I may save it. I probably will. Some things to look forward to in the month of May, including this weekend here at Oaklawn. You got NBA, NHL playoffs. You got Kentucky Derby. The French Open starts on the 18th. I love the French Open.
Great.
Because they all get dirty.
Dude, that red clay.
Did I read that Nadal is not going to be able to compete this year?
Oh, he's retired.
No, not Nadal. Who's my other young? The
Alcaraz?
Younger. Alcaraz.
No, I think Djokovic might. He's sitting out the Italian Open.
I thought Alcaraz was injured maybe or something.
If he's healthy, he'll be odds on.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
But
I'm not sure that he is. Anyway, this weekend at the box office, The Devil Wears Prada 2 is out, which I know I may have to lose my man card over this. I really like the first one, and I want to see the second one. So sorry. Not sorry.
I like Stanley Tucci a lot.
He's amazing.
He's great.
I love his cooking stuff.
He's a genius.
I have a Stanley Tucci cooking book.
You gave it to me.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I said cooking book. Cookbook. That's what they call them nowadays, the cookbook. Also, Animal Farm is out this weekend.
Is in George Orwell Animal Farm?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's an animated version. Maybe it is.
It could be.
Documentary Iron Maiden Burning Ambition hits theaters May 7th. Mortal Kombat 2 Don't Care is out on the 8th. And I saw a trailer for this yesterday. The Sheep Detectives. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
The Sheep Detectives has Hugh Jackman in it, and he is a shepherd. Or a sheep herder, if you prefer.
It's like Fletch. I'm a shepherd.
Yes, but he actually wasn't. This guy is. Yeah. And he ends up dead. And then the sheep work to solve the crime.
I might have to watch this.
It's the weirdest thing. I mean, I was like, why is Hugh Jackman in this movie? That's the only reason I'm remotely intrigued by it.
That's weirder than Midsommar.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Also this month, what else is happening? Got the Academy of Country Music Awards on May 17th. And the AMAs on the 25th. Also, Cinco de Mayo falls on Taco Tuesday. The only thing to be better is if you were in Mexico at that time, and I will be.
There's a very good chance you will be eating Mexican food in Mexico.
Every year I tell people about Cinco de Mayo, and every year they look at me like I have two heads. Everybody, well, I won't say everybody. Some people are a little more informed. Most people think that Cinco de Mayo was a celebration of Mexican independence. It isn't. Their Mexican Independence Day is in September, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is a victory over the French.
Yes.
Battle of Puebla.
The French came down in the late 1860s and tried to take over the country, and they pushed them out. The French are, this just in, the French are really good at food and wine and clothing. They're not very good at fighting.
No. Here's how it went. They said, if you don't leave, senor, you're going to get it. And they said, we surrender. How hard can it be to beat the French? And it's amazing. How many countries do you think celebrate victories over the French? I'm guessing
every,
not many.
Every country.
I don't think so.
No, because, I mean, that's like beating the last place team in the American League. Who cares?
Buddy, it's like, hey, I knocked out a 7-year-old.
Pretty much. Yeah, they're not good at fighting.
No offense, Frenchies. And no disrespect to my friends down in Mexico. I will celebrate with you. Although, I don't think you guys actually celebrate it. Only we do. But I bet they do to cater to the Americans who are in attendance.
That's probably true.
I'll get back to you on that. I guess I was every single mile last year, but I don't remember it. Shocking. All right, let's see. Okay, here's the breakdown on Animal Farm. This is an animated film of George Orwell's story.
I figured it was. That's a book.
Yeah. About an animal uprising that happens after they realize their owners want to sell them to the slaughterhouse. I think this sheep movie is going to be similar but different. Seth Rogen and Laverne Cox are the animal leaders of the rebellion. Obviously, their voices.
That's funny already.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Okay, I'm going to have to check this out now. I hope it's well received. Right. I'm going to wait on that.
I probably can't watch it with my grandkids if Rogen's in it. He'd probably be dropping a few bombs.
Yeah. I haven't seen the rating on it.
Okay.
There aren't a lot of more than PG rated animated.
I taped the Rugrats in Paris the other day because our little
Rugrats
granddaughter loves Paris. So
I like Rugrats too.
Well, exactly.
Not as much as I love some other shows.
Angelica was kind of a little snot.
She was snot.
Yeah.
Horror director Dylan Clark
Horror.
Horror. Will helm a new Blair Witch Project reboot, which has the original stars in it. Stars are really...
Do we need a reboot of that?
Nah.
It gave me a headache with the camera moving around all the time.
Oh, buddy. And then
it was nuts.
The end of it was very underwhelming.
I imagine if you saw that while under the influence of alcohol, you probably would have yacked.
Listen, I was on the edge of my seat until the very end. I'm like, that's it? Here's my thing. You got me all like nervous the whole way. Don't leave it to the imagination at the end. I need to see what's going on down there in that basement.
You need to see M. Night Shyamalan with Phoenix taking a baseball bat to the aliens. That's what you need. That's
yeah.
The finish right there.
That's the last good M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It really was.
Anyway, The original grossed $248 million despite its low budget. Yeah, I enjoyed watching it until the end, and I was like, I was left empty.
$248 million is a good return on, like, $48.
I think that's about what they spent.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing. Oh, there's the...
National Anthem.
I told you the anthem was going to hit us in the middle here.
Sorry.
Todd, we got the anthem. You want to tell me a story while we're at it? You're like, no, I'm not prepared for that. I'll speak quietly. I don't want to be rude. But I also don't want to just leave you guys sitting here in silence. That seems silly. Let's see here. We're in the middle of this right now, so... I'll tell you what you can do if you want to. We could line up some people for birthday trivia. I have a couple other entertainment stories that I want to share, though. 501-661-1037. Give me 1 second, then we'll finish. Boy, I gotta tell you something. I just saw something that really annoys me.
What's that?
I'm in the middle of doing a top-notch radio show over here, and we stopped for the anthem for the most part.
Yes.
And there's about three or four jagoffs just sitting in their chair ignoring it. It's very irritating.
You're not supposed to ignore the national anthem.
No, I don't like that.
Raymond Floyd said he did that as a kid one time, and his dad smacked him in the head.
Oh,
he was in the military.
We had the same thing with my kids. I was like, hey,
really?
Pay attention. Listen, we had a whole debate about the anthem years ago, but here's how we celebrate. Here's how we do it. You stand up, you look at the flag, you think about all the people that served this country over the years and made it great, and you put your hand over your heart, and then you shut up. And then when it's over, do whatever you want.
That's a good strategy.
That's how we roll.
I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go to Florida. A West Palm Beach Taco Bell... Oh, this is about people working at restaurants not acting right or dealing with it. Here we go. A West Palm Beach Taco Bell employee opened fire on customers Monday confronting them about putting soda in their water cups.
Damari Patterson,
20, provided customers with water cups but became angry when they filled them with soda instead. This is a crime as old as time, okay? As old as soda machines. Video captured Patterson yelling before the sound of a firearm being racked, followed by gunshots. Patterson fired one shot inside the restaurant, then followed a fleeing victim outside and fired again, missing but somehow striking a window. The three customers suffered minor injuries and sought hospital treatment. This person really lost her mind.
So she did not believe or subscribe to the theorem, the customer is always right.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Well, I remember at Crazy Mike's old spot, which became Lazy Pete's, he had a sign on his soda machine that said, don't steal my soda. And he's right. Here's my thing. If you can't afford a soda, you probably shouldn't go out to eat. Okay? And that's fine. Everybody's got their budget.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, don't steal their soda if you didn't pay for it.
No, that's low
rent.
That's
the lamest thing in the world.
It is.
That's almost worse than not taking your cart back. Almost.
We don't do that at Doubleby's. You got to pay for those 44 ounces.
And you're happy to do it.
I'm glad to do it.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
More bad behavior. Princess Aaliyah Bell, 23 years old, faces multiple felony charges after attacking her former workplace with a metal pole Monday in North Miami Beach. And let me tell you something. This girl knows a little something about the pole. She was fired from Taboo Strip Club and allowed back in to collect belongings, but instead began battering staff and causing a disturbance, throwing items and arguing with coworkers. Security removed her, but she returned wielding a 7-foot metal pole, waving it at staff before throwing it and striking the manager in the leg, injuring another employee in the process. She fled and was eventually arrested. How about that? You're a dancer on a pole, and then you attack people with a pole.
That's irony.
Yes. Britney Spears in the news. DUI prosecutors in the Ventura County District's Attorney's Office filed a misdemeanor count against the pop star on Thursday, just days before she was set to be arraigned on a DUI case. Officials said that Spears will likely be offered what's known as a wet reckless. I've never heard of that.
A wet reckless?
Wet reckless.
What is that exactly?
She does not have a prior DUI history, and there's no crash or injury, and she had a relatively low blood alcohol level.
Well, hit me, baby, one more time.
Well, a wet reckless allows a person to plead guilty to reckless driving instead of alcohol or drugs and be put on probation for 12 months while receiving credit for any time spent in custody. I think she's probably still got enough money saved up where she doesn't have to drive anywhere.
Well, yeah, get a driver. Well, all these people, just get it. You know, Tiger.
You and Tiger, you guys could share one.
Dude, Uber.
Yeah, weird. All right. Firehouse Subs just launched a new and improved steak and cheese melt, and the brand wants everyone in the country to try it, starting with those named Mike. So for one day only, the restaurant is giving customers named Mike an opportunity to try the new sub for free. And it says they're going to expand it out to Michael, Mikey, Miguel, Michelle, and Michaela. On Wednesday, May 6th, those with that name Mike or some derivation are going to get this sandwich. It sounds great. I like Firehouse a lot, too. So I think
they have pretty good food, and I hardly ever go there because I always go to Jersey Mike's.
Which I love Jersey Mike's.
I'm crazy about Jersey Mike's.
No, it's great. I agree.
The Italian with Mike's Way, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my son is a... Maddox wants to change his name to Jersey Mike's. I'm assuming this is some kind of shot at Jersey Mike's, maybe.
Well, it should be.
If you're naming, if you got to be named Mike. It
Mike.
Also seems unfair.
There you go.
I don't like it. Sorry. Todd is good. Okay, we got it. One other thing. This is from the, you know, I'm all for setting Guinness records. Mostly how many Guinnesses I drank in an hour. But German YouTuber Tom Kopke set a new Guinness World Record. He solved a Rubik's Cube in 23.3 seconds while skydiving over South Africa in February. I mean, I'm sorry. I do not care about most of the Guinness records that are set each and every day.
That's really kind of a silly record. I tried the Rubik's Cube. I might have been the worst in the world.
Same.
Bro, I was horrible at it.
I literally started taking the stickers off and moving them. That's how bad it got. I'm like, no one can solve this.
No, it was impossible.
And then you watch these kids do it. Here's my other thing, too. How screwed up is the Rubik's Cube? You know what I mean?
It's messed up,
it depends how messed up it is. Like, was it twisted up 52 times? Or was it twisted up 3 times? I don't know.
The people that are great at it, it doesn't matter.
That's
in like
true.
10 seconds, they fix it. I'm I don't understand.
For the rest
people.
Of us jagoffs,
yes, that's
it's impossible no matter what.
Impossible.
Impossible. All right. Feel like playing birthday trivia? Ralph's like, I'd rather be killed.
Step right up and lose, Ralph.
Yeah, no doubt. I like that. Cocky. What happened to our players there, Todd? Did we lose them?
Or no, you just said there you go.
There we go. All right, 501-661-1037. Since Ralph's going to play, we're going to add one more to the list here. I got a couple for tomorrow, and I already told Ralph, he's ruining this because I already told him it's Pat McAfee's birthday, and he looked it up. He's 39 tomorrow. He's only 39.
I figured he is 49.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he looks older.
I mean, he is a cult of personality, though.
That's some hard living. Oh, he's huge.
Oh, he's living good.
And he's lost some weight, and he looks really fit
right now. He's buff.
He's a fit guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ralph and I are both fighting the good fight. We haven't quite gotten to
I'm proud of you guys. You guys look good. You're zooming past me, and I'm trying, but I'm old.
I've got my new policy. You know, it's just a numbers game. People can say, do intermittent fasting, do this, do that, do this, do that. My new thing is this. 2-1. It's simple. 2-1. 2 workouts a day, 1 eating a day.
You will lose weight.
You will lose weight.
You have to.
It's quite simple math.
Yep.
It's pretty easy. Ralph's got a different policy. You've lost 40-plus.
43. Mine is...
I need Ralph to live forever because he's a great sales guy.
Mine is no candy bar, pick up an apple.
Man.
Good. An apple a day. Our forebears were smart.
Oh, I eat two or three a day.
Fiber.
That's a good
one. For you.
Yeah. Well, it fills you up.
Yeah, it does.
I got a new trick,
too.
A lot
of fiber, too.
Let me tell you what I got on recently because of gut health. You do some yogurt. Get Greek yogurt. Put a little stevia in it. A little cinnamon in it. And some blueberries. Buddy. You feel like you're...
I do.
It's a disastrous, like, out-of-control dessert.
It's almost like dessert,
yes.
But it's healthy. And then...
And if you want to throw it in the freezer first, knock yourself out.
I mixed in the probiotics that you recommended. I'm a week into that, feeling better.
I'm telling you, the probiotics key. Now, of course, yogurt has natural probiotics anyway, but...
Yeah.
It gets you going.
It gets you going.
All right, Lewis, I'm going to put you with Ralph. Pigskin, you got Kevin.
Poor guy.
George. You're with Todd.
George.
You don't meet a lot of guys named George these days.
I'm George.
George.
George Ralph.
I did not know that.
I'm the third one.
How many times have I worked? How long have I worked at the United and not know this? 30 years almost. George Ralph Schuster.
Yep.
Nice.
What's your brother's name?
Augustus, but he goes by Gus.
I'm going to start calling you
GR. Your parents are creative. I like that.
GR. I like that.
That's like...
I've been called worse.
You know, my old boss's name is Bob. He goes by Bob Steele. But his real name is George Steele.
Really?
Like George the Animal Steele.
He just picked out Bob out of a hat?
I'm sure it's his middle name. Yeah. I don't know why he goes by Bob, but he hired me here, so I appreciate him by any name.
Well, my middle
name... He's also not as hairy as George the Animal Steele.
I hope not.
No.
My middle name is Henry, and I've hated that most of my life, but as an old man, I'm like, well, I can live with it now. I mean, when you're a kid, you don't want to be Henry, but when you're old, it doesn't matter.
Herman's make a lot of money off that name.
Yes. Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter.
Henry the Eighth, I am.
Henry the Eighth,
I am.
It's a good song. Today is both Bread Pudding Recipe Exchange Day and National Salad Day.
I love bread pudding.
I love salad and bread pudding. Bread pudding is a bit of a...
acquired taste?
Well, no. That's not the word I was looking for. What's the... it's polarizing a bit,
yeah.
I think. There are a lot of people...
It's stale bread with...
rum
sugar
sauce.
And rum on it.
Well,
yeah, bourbon.
I love bread pudding, but you know what's funny is I don't really like tiramisu, which I call wet cake.
And
but
it's
I love wet bread.
Yeah.
It's weird. I love bread pudding.
You like the water cornbread?
Water cornbread.
Yeah.
Hot water cornbread?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've eaten it.
It's pretty good.
It doesn't have the same consistency as...
No, it's like regular cornbread mostly.
It's a little soggy,
is
but
it?
Not much, yeah.
You're a little soggy. All right, let's go.
I've been told that.
All right, Ralph, you're up first. Citizen Kane was... premiered on this day in history at the Palace Theater in New York City. What year did a movie that, by the way, I'm sorry, I watched it. I've seen it twice. Overrated.
Rosebud.
Yeah, these people that act Rosebud. Like it's the best thing that ever... I know it was kind of moved the needle because of its big jump forward or leap forward, I guess, in filmmaking, but the movie itself, I could leave it. What do you think? What year?
1954.
Todd?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
What year did Citizen Kane premiere?
1952.
1939.
41, Pigskin. Well done. On this day in history, Todd, Baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle.
Give me some music. Hit his first career home run on Mother's Day. On May 1st of what year, Todd?
1958.
1951.
Bingo. Bango.
I know my Yankees history.
Very good. Let's see how you do on A's history if he gets around to you. Actually, you're going to start. On this day in history, Ricky Henderson stole the all-time record base against the Yankees in 1991. What base theft was it for him to set the mark?
Third base.
No. That's not the question, Todd, and you're not up first anyway.
119.
You think 119 was the record? Not for a single season, for career.
Oh, for the career.
Obviously, he stole more after that. But.
Ty Cobb had like 892. Brock had more than that. I'd say 893.
9/11.
Okay, Todd, try again.
903.
I like that he went with third base, though. Very specific.
It was third base.
939.
That was Brock's record that had eclipsed Ty Cobb's record before. Okay, that's good.
On this day in history, Stuart Elliott won aboard Smarty Jones, the horse that indeed won the Arkansas Derby, won the Kentucky Derby, won the Preakness, and then came second, unfortunately, in the Belmont
that
Stakes.
That was gut-wrenching. I was rooting for him so much.
In his career, the crazy thing is... Smarty Jones raced 9 times, won every race except the last one, and he finished second.
Oh,
how about that for a crappy taste in your mouth?
That's brutal.
But I bet the days that came afterwards were pretty good.
Yeah,
he
had some fun. I heard he had a good hobby.
Yes.
What year did he win the title? Do you remember?
2006.
Todd?
2004.
Bingo. Bango.
Good job, Todd.
All right, here we go. A couple birthdays. Only a couple for today, and I hope you guys get these. This guy is a country singer. He is married to a country singer.
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, Pigskin. Very good. Big fan. How old?
Tim McGraw is 66.
64.
Speaking of guy who's in good shape.
He is.
Todd.
62.
He is 59, Todd. Nice. This guy's a singer. He is in love with the other woman, but not with a ghost.
Ray Parker.
He's Ray Parker.
Junior.
He's been on the show before.
He was on the show, and he said he hated Ghostbusters. I'm like, that's two of us, because I hate it, too.
That's three of us.
And he had some really good songs.
Well, first, the song or the movie?
No, he hated the song.
Oh.
He made a lot of money off it, but he didn't like it.
Yeah, I can see that.
That song
the movie's
stinks.
Great. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Todd, how old's Ray Parker Jr., the man who sang Ghostbusters and The Other Woman, which was on a K-Tel record I had as a kid?
68.
No. Pig.
72.
Bingo. Bango. Pixie's a big
He's
fan.
A Detroit man.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
This guy was an undersized receiver who went on to great success.
First Amendola.
First team All-Pro in 09.
Wayne Corbett.
Five-time Pro Bowler.
Julian Edelman.
Fred
Biletnikoff.
Receptions leader in 07 and 09 and 11.
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker, oh, pigskin.
I named
good.
Every midget receiver. I mean, I'm sorry, little person receiver I could think of.
How old is Wes today?
Wes. I watched him play in high school, if that tells you something. He is 53.
No, that's how many inches tall he is. How old is he?
49.
No, Todd.
46.
45, Todd. Good enough.
Dang, Todd's running away.
No, actually, Pigskin's in front.
He played at Heritage Hall.
They're
Oklahoma
both way
State.
Ahead of you in your defense, though.
Well, they... Never mind.
Mike Leach made a star out of the boy.
Last thing for today. This man is one of the very few, and I bet for most people, one of only a couple, that they can't name who are in the top 10 all-time rushing leaders in the history of the NFL.
Terrell Davis.
95, 96, 98, 01, 04. He was in the Pro Bowl. Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Jerome Bettis.
The former New York Jet and New England
Wayne
Patriot.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin. Pigskin by a nose. Todd, Curtis you may Martin. Have gotten delayed beaten there.
Good job, Todd.
Curtis Martin is sixth all-time on the rushing list.
That's
the only
amazing.
Other guy I think that's on the list that would be not a household name is Frank Gore.
Hmm.
Emmitt Smith won, Walter Payton two, Frank Gore an even 16,000. Then Sanders, Adrian Peterson, Martin, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jerome Bettis, which I didn't realize he was that high,
mm-hmm.
Eric Dickerson, and Derrick Henry has entered the chat. He
wow.
is still active at number 10, surpassing the great Tony Dorsett, my all-time favorite Cowboy, and Jim Brown at number 12, who could have had 25,000 yards if he would have stayed running. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Ralphie, how old is Curtis Martin today?
51.
What do you say, Todd?
Double nickel.
Double nickel, no.
48.
He's actually 53, no point award. You guys were all around it. And last but not least, tomorrow, we already mentioned Pat McAfee, another guy who has a wrestling connection and acting connection.
The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
What's his real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
That's right.
His daddy was a wrestler, too.
Well, there you go. My daddy was a talker.
So are you.
Pigskin, what do you say? How old's The Rock tomorrow?
The Rock is 48.
48, you say?
Mm-hmm.
No. What do you say there, Ralph?
51.
Todd?
52.
54, Todd. Good work. All right, so I think I put Kevin with Pigskin, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Did Lewis have a question for Pigskin?
Yes.
Okay. Lewis, you got to play birthday trivia. In addition to that, you're welcome. And he hung up. He didn't. He's like, no, I got a question. I don't care about birthdays. Anyway, Kevin, congratulations. We didn't even say you were playing for. How about tickets to Arkansas, Oklahoma next week? Is that right?
Yes. That is correct.
That's all a right. great prize.
It is.
Oh, I would go to that.
Me I would, too.
Let's go.
If
we
you should. Haven't been to a baseball game this year, they need your support more than ever.
I might go next week.
You should.
Busby Q, I can't make it.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday? You could have won.
I'm working Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thursday? What are you doing Thursday?
The Buzzer Queue.
Thursday?
That's when we mark off all the spots.
That's true. Ralph is Mr.
I
Barbecue.
Got the Buzzer Queue late last year, and all the barbecue was gone.
Well, you need to...
I'm not getting there late this
year. Get there on time.
Yeah. Don't make that mistake again.
I won't.
We got to hit a break. Will you get James out of the break for me, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got to do rewind and we'll do what's on tap coming back. Then I got to get out of here, and you guys can do the rewind in the final segment. Joey Franklin. Well, join you, or Joseph Franklin, I should say. As we head in, let me tell you about Cash, and then we'll check in with James on the other side of the break. Cash, again, if you're looking for lunch in all the right places, Cash is your answer. And if you're looking for dinner, also a great spot. We were talking about appetizers. Again, let me regale you with a few of the options that they have on their appetizer list. They include, but are not limited to, tuna wontons. Pigskin mentioned my all-time favorite, which is the pork belly appetizer. They also have great calamari. Not everybody does calamari right, but they do. Also, I'll tell you one that we don't talk about enough is the crab claws. And Chef Harding will always bring out some crab claws to us when we're over there. Fantastic. The candied bacon's brought out on this rack, just begging you to knock it out. Also, if you have a significant other and you go, I strongly encourage a surf and turf combo. So maybe you get a filet and she gets the scallops, or maybe she gets a filet too, but puts crab Oscar on it. Anyway, great sides, great service. The drinks are phenomenal. Really good cocktail spot. And I love the space upstairs, too, for special events up to 150 people. You can call to book your time at Cash at 501-850-0265. Don't miss your opportunity, folks. I'd hate for you to lose your date and not be able to secure it at Cash, because that's where you want to be.
If you don't already have the Bet Saracen Sports Wager app, download it today from the app stores or go to BetSaracen.com. Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
This is SportsCenter.
The number 7 Arkansas softball team earned its third top 5 road win of the season Thursday when they beat number 5 Texas 2-0. Kaylee Wyckoff scored Ava Carter with an RBI groundout. Tiana Bell added an RBI single for the Razorbacks' 2 runs. Robin Heron improved to 15-4 in the circle this season after scattering 3 hits with 8 strikeouts over 6 1/3 innings. Those other 2 top 5 road wins this season came at number 1 Oklahoma and at number 3 Alabama. Game 2 of the Texas series starts at 2 o'clock today. It'll be streamed on SEC Network Plus. In other in-state Division I softball action Thursday, UCA took both ends of a doubleheader from Lipscomb in Conway, winning the first game 8-0 in 5 innings, then taking game 2 7-2. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part? It's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Razorback Foundation members, it's time to renew your membership. Annual Fun Pledge renewals are now open and due March 31st. Renew now by visiting RazorbackFoundation.com or text RENEW to 479-349-4313. Be part of the tradition for the new era of Razorback football under Coach Silverfield. Renew your Razorback Foundation membership today. Text RENEW to 479-349-4313. Go Hogs!
You are back in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping because my mama...
All right, back at Oakland, Zach Gillum popping by. Don't fight over the headset, boys. We got 4 of them. It's okay. We can all talk together. It's all good. All right. Didn't know if we were going to get a chance to see Zach today. We're trying to run down James. I guess he was unavailable there, Todd. Todd. Anyway, hi, Zach. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Man, we're good. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just getting ready for this wonderful weekend. I'm kicking it off today. Have 12 great races on cue here at Oaklawn, and then after our races, if you stick around, you can watch the Kentucky Oaks. They're running under the lights at the Twin Spires, and a few runners, I think, that are coming out of Oaklawn's races that have a good chance at winning the race, so it should be very exciting. Explora, Counting Stars, two of those three. Tomorrow, I'm sure you've heard from everyone all the fun that we have going on here, whether it's the Wine Place Show, beer, Craft Beer Festival, we have the Bago Championship, and then we get to end the night with one of my favorite races of the year, the Trails End.
Everybody loves this race. It's like the most local, I work at Oaklawn favorite. Lonzo Knight's been talking about it for 3 weeks. He's so hyped about this race. I said, you know why? Because none of us have to run it. I don't want to run a mile in a three-horse race, but I want the horses to do it. It is a cool one.
Well, and it's honestly,
I don't know how to handicap
it's kind of a throwback, because back in the day, we really bred horses more to be able to run those marathon distances over time. You know, we're more looking at the flashy 10-second one furlong for the sales, and that doesn't really translate to being able to run marathon races, so you just don't see them carted on dirt very often. I love that we have this. It's a starter allowance series. It starts at the beginning. We have the Trails Head at the beginning of the year, and then we end it with the Trails End.
I love it. So what were your thoughts on the season? Kind of give me an overview from your perspective. We were just talking to Wayne a little bit ago. It's like there's been, you guys are always tweaking stuff. We're talking about the new racing schedule coming out Black Friday. I mean, there's just always something new, and of course on your side with the, you know, you're on both sides now, I guess, but on the gaming side too. I mean, there's just with the FanDuel deal, and now, you know, you guys are tweaking the dates. I mean, there's just something new going on all the time to try to make things better.
There is, and you know, it'd be hard to pick one thing. I would say breaking that 20-year attendance record on Derby Day was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
73,000.
Awesome.
We had that really awesome flyover from the National Guard, and we had the Arkansas Marching Band here. So that day probably stands out. Hats off to the racing office, Pat Pope and his crew, for being able to get Horse of the Year, Preakness winner, and a previous Classic winner and Pegasus winner all here for our Oaklawn Handicap.
That was awesome.
That was so cool. You know, billed as Race for the Ages by many people.
White and the Mario.
And what I was telling people in some of our internal meetings here after the fact, I said it's one thing to get lucky enough to have all these horses come and race here, but then to have them all fire and run a good race,
yeah,
and you have them compete from start to finish, it's hard to script that. So it was really cool. The team has done a great job. And as you said, I mean, here at Oaklawn, one of the things I love is we're not afraid to try new things. If it doesn't work, hey, go back to the drawing board. But we are going to look to kick off next year's meet, the 2026-27, on Black Friday. That is November 27th.
I don't know anybody who works harder than you. I was asking Wayne what he does in the downtime. And basically, it's like I'm going to cater to my kid, and we're going to go to camps and stuff like that. What are you doing in the summertime? For fun, not for work. I don't want to hear about work stuff. What are you going to do for some downtime? You need it. It's good for your brain. That's why I'm taking a week off, Zach, because otherwise I'll choke somebody out at the office, and that's not good for business.
So a few people have asked, are you ready for next week? I'll be honest, the next couple weeks are going to be very busy.
Yeah.
We have to wind down. I mean, we start getting horses off the grounds. They stick around for another 10 days or so training. Once we get them out of here, we got to get to work on the barns. We got to start cleaning those up, finding out what needs repaired.
That's
this
fair.
This side of the building is not used most of the year outside of live racing, so we got to get it back to a point that it's, you know, somewhat can be sunset until we're ready for next live racing season, and then we start planning. So whether it's the promotions, the stakes schedule, we'll go on multiple recruiting trips. So, you know, we'll go to New York, we'll go to Florida, we'll go to California. Who knows, we might go to Canada this year to recruit some horsemen.
If you need help shoveling stuff out of the barns, I could help you with that. Just put my name in.
I'll put your name in the hat.
I'm not skilled labor, but I'm unskilled labor.
After about three stalls, I said, I'm done. You guys, I don't know how you do this. They go and knock it out, and it's nothing to them.
Zach's going to go find some Canadian horses. That's an off-season plan right there.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, we're kind of tight on time. You can hang out for the last segment if you want to, but I got to go. So we're gonna have to pitch the break here. We got to do what's on tap real quick, though, in case people are looking for something besides coming here. I don't know why they would. But you guys have a lot of fun things happening all weekend. 12:45,
we're about to go to post.
Yeah, we're about ready for that. 12:15 tomorrow, by the way, again. One more mention of that. And we're also giving away a truck tomorrow. Hello.
A truck, yes. You've been able to earn entries this month. Going to be a lot of fun. It will be right before the Kentucky Derby, I believe. So right around 5:20, 5:30 is when that will be given away. And you'll see it on our Facebook Live feed as well as the Oaklawn Racing feed.
All right, you're the man. I appreciate you. And we Thank you guys, everybody here, for having us all year. So much fun. And the good news is, I was telling Wayne, like, coming down here and just hanging for the weekend, eating at the restaurants, swimming in the pool, going to the spa, I mean, you only have to drive an hour from the capital city to have an incredible getaway that you would have to travel out of state for in years past.
Mm-hmm.
And an affordable option without a lot of travel cost? I mean, you kidding me?
There really is something around here for everyone. If you like to fish, there's fishing. You want to go play golf, there's golf. You want to come to the races, you want to go play a slot machine, you want to come watch sports at a sports bar, we've got multiple sports bars for you to choose from. Food your thing. We have two fine dining restaurants that are rated by Forbes. Spa, only four-star spa in this region. So, I mean, there really is something here for everyone. If you have not been, make a plan, start penciling it out. As Justin said, calendar for next season's out there. Big days aren't really out yet, but hopefully here within the next month.
Do you have tacos here?
We have tacos.
Do you have tequila here?
We have tequila.
Is there beer?
Beer, tons of beer.
Do you have a pool?
We have a pool.
What the hell am I going to Mexico for?
Yeah.
Good question.
I mean, I really don't know. You know,
even have margaritas.
Next year I'm doing it here. Next year I'm doing a week here. That's going to be my vacation.
In the cove, you can go get some seafood.
I mean, I've been wandering through the halls in my pajamas, and people are like, yeah, he's here for the week. It's fine. That's going to be my thing. I think I may do that for a week next year. That sounds fun. I think I'll do that. All right. Well, thanks for having us, man. I appreciate you. And I hope that we can get maybe we can go play a round of golf that's not related to the buzz and it's not for work. And if you can spare 4 hours at some point this summer, let's go play.
I like the sound of it.
I'll come down here. I love playing in the Village or at Hot Springs Country Club. Either one.
You play Diamante?
You know what's funny is I got a prize package.
Uh-huh.
It was an auction. And Diamante was one of the rounds. I haven't played there in years and years, but it was for Spectacular when they were honoring Ray Tucker.
Yep.
So, yes, I'm going to be playing Diamante, so we should all go.
Well, and it take a group of friends. We'll go, too.
Okay. I haven't played it in years. Played it twice this summer would really be cool.
Yeah, and they do a great job. I haven't been out there since last summer, but
yeah,
I love
the place. Amazing.
Really, the whole Village, to your point.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
But Diamante's a special experience.
The Zoysia Fairways, if you've never played on Zoysia Fairways, it's hitting off a tee basically the whole time.
Yeah. I need that.
It's wonderful.
For a guy who hits it fat and thin a lot, it's nice. It does help things.
A little forgiveness.
No doubt. All right. We're going to hit a break. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Zach. All right. As we head in, Todd, we got to do what's on tap first, and then we're gonna head in here. And
what's on tap? Highlighting the biggest sporting events each day is brought to you by Flyway Brewing, with locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
All right, Saturday Derby coverage, by the way, starts at 1:30 on NBC for tomorrow. But as far as today goes, the NBA playoffs continuing, and you got Detroit Orlando at 7. Amazon Prime, all these games today. Cleveland Toronto at 6:30. That's the cool thing about Amazon Prime. They can play as many games at the same time as they want to. And then at 8:30, you got the Lakers in Houston. So a lot of crossover there. So if one game stinks, like the game last night with the Knicks, unless you're a Knicks fan, it was great. My brother, I'm sure, was thrilled. Then you got other options going on at the same time. So that's your television options for tonight. Today is the 1st of May, which means Razorback Baseball. And the first pitch today is at 6, which means a 5:30 pregame, another short day for drive time. Travelers are playing Wichita, 6:20 pregame on Buzz 2. And then this weekend you got Razorback Baseball against Ole Miss, 1:30 pregame on Saturday with a 2 o'clock first pitch. And then on Sunday, same thing. So 2 o'clock on Sunday as well. All right, stick around. We're going to do a zone rewind quickly on the other side of the break. I'm out of here. Adios, amigos, and I'll talk to you in a week. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you. Pigskin, appreciate you. And to all the people filling in next week, I appreciate you guys in advance. And thanks to Ralph. How do you want it?
How do you feel? River Valley Tractor is here to help you turn your dream projects into reality. You love your land, and you have plans for it. During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on their versatile, reliable lineup. Stop in today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Hallmark Cards presents Mother's Day at Walgreens. Celebrate every mother figure in your life with a Hallmark card at Walgreens. Show how much she means to you and how deeply she's loved. A Hallmark card is the perfect way to say thank you for all she does. Don't forget, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th. Visit Walgreens today to find the perfect Hallmark Mother's Day card and make her feel truly special. Mother's Day means Hallmark cards at Walgreens.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your motorcycle.
Hey, Suze, can't make it to your party. Gotta defrost some chicken. There's tenders, boneless thighs. Gotta keep an eye on it.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
Steve, I think it's time to clean out our used car inventory, so we're slashing prices on everything from 4Runners, Wranglers, Broncos, F-150s, and more. Right now, we're doing sales tax paid on all pre-owned vehicles, and I've talked to the banks, and they are saying yes to zero down.
We'll clear these vehicles out fast, so folks, don't waste time. The best will go first.
Come see us today at the Big Lot, Chris Crane, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Alcoa Road, and Benton.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. They have more inventory than anyone in Arkansas. Hawks Homes is celebrating its 40th anniversary this month. In honor of that, Hawks is selling a home at $39,995. Hawks has other specials going on, other models as well. Be sure to take advantage of this great deal. Only lasts the month of May. We also offer custom-built, manufactured, and modular homes. 1 to 5 bedroom homes that can be built to accommodate your needs. Check us out at Conway and Bryant with over 65 models to choose from, or go online at hawkshomes.net.
You're back in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio with your host, Justin Acri, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Well, it would be with your host, Justin Acri, if he weren't on his way to the airport so he can go to Mexico for a week for his mental health. But Pigskin Preacher still hanging out with us at Oaklawn in Hot Springs, where Justin has been all day. My name is Todd Pierce. Joe Franklin will join us here in just a moment. But right now, we've got to look at the best moments of the week. It's time for the Zone Rewind.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
And it was kind of a light week as far as things go. We did have some things going on, but not very many. Most of it local. We'll start way back on Monday, and we got to talking about the NFL draft and how Diego Pavia was not one of those who was selected. We had a caller named Billy who made a certain literary reference when referring to one Diego Pavia.
Billy, thanks for holding on there, man. What's going on?
Yeah, no problem, man. I had a quick comment about Diego Pavia. Y'all ever seen that or read the book and seen the movie Of Mice and Men?
Yes.
The movie had Gary Sinise and John Malkovich. That's who Diego Pavia reminds me of.
Which one?
The guy, he's very classless. Yeah, well, the Casey Zemeckis. No, well, actually, yeah, the, okay. John Malkovich played the... But, no, also, kind of reminds me of Stephen Miller. You know, he's pretty tough, you know, but he has to live on a military base to feel safe.
Uh-huh.
You guys have a good day, man.
Thanks.
I've heard of Diego Pavia mentioned several different ways, but that's a new one for me. We'll move on quickly here. Just a couple more. We'll go to Jordan Weber, who announced she is leaving the Arkansas gymnastics program, but she's not ready to call it retirement just yet.
I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily retirement. That feels like a weird word to say when you're 30 years old. Yeah, I don't know. I think I have so many amazing parts of my life other than gymnastics, but I still love, I love the sport. I'm obviously going to remain highly involved in whatever way. You know, Chris wants me to be involved, and I'm going to be the biggest Razorback fan that ever existed in the in Budweiser Arena for those gymnastics meets. And we were talking about it in the back room. Like, now I get to yell at the judges when they don't give a score that's fair. So, I know. I don't know. I think, yeah, I'm still figuring all that out, but I'm excited to support the program. I'm excited to support Chris. I'm excited to really just dive in all in on being a mom and being there for my daughter and being able to see my family more frequently, and, you know, maybe some other things on my plate as well. But I'm just excited for the new journey.
Nothing wrong with concentrating on being a parent.
No, not at all. No, you got to take care of your family.
Joe, it's good to see you. Haven't seen you in a minute. What's going on with Out of Bounds today?
So, Ethan Riggs is in with us. Wes is out today. And Kevin Bohannon is going to join on Tie Line. We have Mark the Magician coming up. Neil Atkinson and Brian Edwards is going to give some picks towards the end of the show. We're going to do what's trending, talk about what's going on in the world of sports going into this sports weekend. And Kirby Smart had some interesting comments about Big Ten success.
Kirby Smart talking about the Big Ten. That is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
To say the least. What are you looking forward to this weekend sports-wise? You got anything on your radar?
Oh, NBA playoffs. See how it all shakes out. Had a couple of series end last night, and we'll see what else happens. Stanley Cup playoffs. They're heating up.
All right, so our zone question of the day for yesterday, I'll ask this of you. Would you take Oklahoma City or the Field to win the NBA championship?
I'm going to go Field.
Anyone in particular?
Spurs. I like what Spurs are doing. But the East is getting interesting now. It's been interesting altogether.
Well, and I think Detroit coming back the way they have has kind of been a surprise for me. Philadelphia hanging around with Boston kind of has me kind of scratching my head, too.
Joel Embiid, he's a big part of their comeback. This is his third game he played. He played well in the last two games. That first game didn't play so well, but you see, it's elevated them to two straight wins. What's
all
up,
right.
Pigskin?
He's there. I don't know that he's got a headset on. Of course, it would help if I turned him on, too.
Well, he's talking.
Or maybe not. I'm not sure. He's talking, but we can't hear him. Anyway, we've got Out of Bounds coming up with Joe Franklin, and Ethan Riggs will be right here. So
Kevin Bohannon
and all kinds of things coming up. Justin will be off all next week, so it'll be Acree-free zone all next week. I'll be here. There'll be a myriad of guest hosts. I believe it's RJ Hawk and Chris Kane on Monday. So we will see you then. Have a good weekend. Out of Bounds is coming up next.
It's the Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show Saturday morning at the Conway Expo Hall. Car registration starts at 7 a.m. Car clubs, please arrive early and together. Spectators, it's free to get in, plus you have a chance to win up to $1,500 in door prizes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try